This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. U.S. Attorney Brandon Brown announced that a federal grand jury in Shreveport returned an indictment yesterday. They charged April Nicole Poitras with aiming a laser pointer at multiple aircraft that were flying in Caddo Parish. The indictment charges Poitras, age 45, of Shreveport, with two counts of aiming a laser pointer at an aircraft. It's an alleged that it happened around August 15th. Poitras knowingly aimed her beam of a laser into the path of a Cessna 172 and an Airbus H-125. If convicted, Poitras would face a sentence of up to 5 years in prison, 3 years of supervised release, and a fine of up to $250,000. The Board of Regents has sworn in a new member from the Monroe area. Misty Cordell was sworn in on Wednesday as an at-large bid. Cordell took her oath of office prior to the start of the March meeting. Her term will expire in December 2029. She's currently serving as a physician recruiter for Affinity Health Group in Monroe. If you're planning on dyeing eggs for Easter, Brooke Thorington has some excellent news.
We're a little fortunate in that egg prices have dropped significantly since last year.
Louisiana Farm Bureau spokesperson Avery Davidson says last year the southern average for a dozen eggs was $4.17, but this year it's $2.71. But this week you can expect to pay between
about $2.89 and about $3.40 for a dozen eggs right now.
He says prices are still higher than 2022 as the industry continues to recover from the avian flu outbreak. I'm Brooke Thorington.
And congratulations to the ULM Warhawk ladies basketball team. The women went on a big win last night, 84-71, in the WNIT Super 16. They now move on to the Great Eight. Ja'Kayla Johnson eclipsed 30 points for the second straight game to lead the Warhawks.